we kept in mind that this is the moment to reflect, to remember our beloved ones that were lost tragically 19 years ago. But those memories, we reminded each other that we should honor our beloved one by moving forward, by rebuilding our lives. That does not mean that our problems are going to disappear in a second, but we believe that so long as we work together as one people, the United Rwandans, the reconciled, there is no doubt that we should move forward and the future belongs to us.
What do you think 19 years ago now? Do you think things have gotten better in terms of reconciliation and relations between the ethnic groups?
Things have not gotten better. Things have been amazingly improved or transformed. I start with myself as a person and I look at where I was in terms of accepting that as a survivor, I had to live in the same room as I was in school or in church with the people who not so long before were hunting me to kill me and kill everybody that was perceived as a Tutsi or a Hutu traitor because they supported us. So I look at myself where I am as a person and I look at how much I have grown in terms of forgiveness, in terms of understanding that what happened in the past should not stop me from looking at a Hutu son, a Hutu daughter as a fellow Rwandan. So that's just an experience, and I know different survivors have gone through different paths to be where we are, but the journey of Rwanda is remarkably impressive and inspirational, not just to us as Rwandans, but to so many friends of Rwanda. We need to honor the memory of our people by moving forward, by healing, by, you know, getting better.
President Barack Obama has sent a message declaring the United States solidarity with the people of the Rwanda genocide. And UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is encouraging the people and the government of Rwanda to continue to promote the inclusive spirit and dialogue necessary for healing, reconciliation, and reconstruction. What do you make of these messages?
We do appreciate those messages, again, because unlike 19 years ago, in the room today, we felt like the international community rose with us this morning as we stood up to remember, as we stood up to reaffirm our commitment to never again. So messages like the message by President Obama or Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, again, are comforting to us, but also they are empowering. They remind us that we can only move forward by sticking together, by working together, by remaining united.